Whenever a snowstorm hits, the first question most people have is, when is my street getting plowed? People have been asking that a lot over the last two weekends. GLT's Eric Stock talked to someone who usually has the answer. He joined a veteran snowplow driver who worked an extended overtime weekend shift to help make Bloomington routes drivable.
Bobby Potlett has been a driver for Bloomington Public Works for 25 years. He's been on the snow removal crew for the last 20. When he climbed into his dump truck with a snow plow in the front and road salt in the back at 7 o'clock Saturday morning, Poplett had already been clearing roads for 5 hours. The winter storm warning still had 11 hours to go.
I can go home, you know, at any shift, but I try to stay as, you know, until I can. You know, we work three shifts or two shifts or whatever, and then you just go home. If you're tired, you're tired. You go home, you get you some rest, and if they need you, call you back in after the next shift.
They don't want drivers out there who are fatigued.
No, you definitely don't want that.
When I drive in weather like this, after about an hour, I've had enough. So how do you handle like 16 hours of driving through this?
You just get accustomed to it. You know, you gotta, you've done it for so long, it just comes natural. You just gotta know the snow, you know, like if you're driving in, if it's slick, like this is a wet snow, so it could be kind of a slick, slushy type situation. So you just kind of take your time and be safe with it.
I guess I'm afraid to ask, have you ever been involved in an accident?
No.
Really? Wow.
Been in a few ditches, but no.
Sure. That's reassuring. Of course, you probably never had to be interviewed while you're doing this. What's the most enjoyable part of it?
When it's all done and you get to go home.
I imagine, too, though, you're serving an essential function. As you said, it's an emergency function. Is there a certain amount of pride and a sense of responsibility that comes with that?
Oh, yeah. You know, we take pride in what we do. You know, we try to make it look good for the citizens, and that way everybody's happy, you know. So we try to do the best we can.
Now, are you able to sort of shut it off as you go home, or as you're driving back home, you're looking at all these roads thinking, okay, well, this was good. This could have been done better.
You kind of try to, it's a nature thing. You do that, but there's times that you're just like, I don't even want to think about it right now. I just want to get some rest, and then we'll address that when I come back in.
This hasn't been a terrible winter yet, but it hasn't been great at least the last couple of weekends. Does that sort of take its toll when you have two pretty significant storms in such a short amount of time?
It does. It comes down to the whole rest situation. You know, you just got to get yourself, you know, enough rest to where you can gear up for the next go around, because whether or not it's coming.
If you have to put in all this time and these storms have been on weekends, do you get to make up that time during the week? Or is this overtime, or how does that work?
Yeah, this is overtime for us.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So, yeah. Our shift's Monday through Friday from 7 to 3, so then anything after that is overtime.
And, of course, storms don't normally happen 7 to 3 Monday through Friday.
Not usually.
Poplett says as a snowplow driver, he's mostly self-taught. Snowstorms, as it turns out, are like snowflakes. No two are the same. He says training comes with experience.
You can get training, but being in it is about the best training you're going to get. And each snow and every snow event could be different. So you just learn as you go. There's really no way to prepare for it. You just get in and do what you can every time. Just try to, you know, learn each time as you go.
Is there ever like a whatever you do, don't do this or don't do that, or things that you sort of have to learn the hard way?
Yeah, you learn them. And, you know, sometimes they're a hard one to learn, but you learn them from the next go around. But, you know, you learn from your mistakes and you learn from the positive things too, so.
Anything that comes to mind when you tell someone starting as a tips or rules of thumb?
Take your time, you know, don't get in a hurry, and be safe. You know, that's the main thing is, you know, just be safe for yourself and for everybody around you. Just work at a good pace.
How fast can you typically go safely in a snowstorm like this?
Some people run different speeds. It's just, you know, they can do 20, 25, just depends on how you feel with it.
It looks like we're doing about 30, but it seems comfortable.
Yeah, it's not too bad. Sometimes you got to go give it a little more because if the snow could be heavy.
As we pull into Heartland Hills subdivision on the southwest side of Bloomington, plow driver Bobby Potlett says visibility is okay, despite occasional bursts of wind that push the mountains of snow back on the road. But he's grateful for daybreak.
When it's at night, you don't have no lights out here, so you're trying to find the road.
Right.
Because, you know, there's no curb, so when you're out here, it's just the end of, keep it between the ditches.
Daylight typically means more drivers sharing the road, which creates another layer of concern for the plow drivers.
Yeah, cars can't get up this hill.
Poplett says drivers getting stuck need help right away, and getting that help often slows snow removal.
It slows the process down quite a bit, you know, because, you know, they're in the way, you know, and you want to try to help them, but, you know, you got to try to get it all cleaned up, and just like that, you're getting cars stuck, and, you know, you try to do what you can to get around them to open up the road and get it salted so they're able to get out and get up the hill and get out of the situations that they're in.
Accidents do happen, and sometimes snowplow drivers are the cause. But Poplett warns that damaged mailboxes, which plow drivers are typically blamed for, are not always their fault.
Sometimes people think it's us that get the mailboxes. You know, sometimes the snow is just so heavy when it rolls off, it don't matter how slow you're going. If it's a wet, heavy snow, it just bowls them over like a bowling ball.
Another complaint this winter, what about all the fall leaves that were never picked up? First snow of the season came weeks before winter officially started, and Poplett says crews have been playing catch up ever since.
It makes it a little harder on everybody because, you know, you just kind of want to get through seasons before the next one comes because, you know, it just complicates your job a little more. You want to get everything accomplished you can.
He says drivers can help snow crews by staggering their cars if they must park on the street, so plows can get in between each vehicle, or better yet, park in the driveway, even if it means getting blocked in by the plows.
You know, you get cars parked out there and we can't get it, so then we come back and then we plow your driveway shut again.
Yep. And that's probably a common complaint.
You know, you just kind of like wave to them like, don't be mad, I'm sorry.
Poplett says the work can be demanding, but he's single. It's less stressful for him than others with families at home. He says he takes as many extra shifts as he can to help coworkers.
You know, you try to take as much as you can for the simple fact that, you know, if I can, you know, I'd like for them to stay home with them. I've worked Christmases and stuff, so, you know, taking calls and stuff like that so people can be home with their families.
Poplett says the public largely seems to appreciate their efforts, even in cases where it might take a day or more for city plows to get to their neighborhood.
They're pretty much understanding, you know, and it's just like anybody else. You'd want your road done too, but, you know, they understand that we got to get the mains and secondaries open. And then, you know, when we can, if the bosses tell us, that's when we go in and take care of the rest of it.
Poplett's advice during bad weather, stay home unless you must be out.
If you don't have to and you can prepare for it, get everything you can or you need before you have to. And if you don't need to, stay home just to be safe.
That makes your job easier.
Right. Makes our job easier and, you know, it's just safer for everybody. If I didn't have to be out in this, I'd be staying home and enjoying some time at home.
Last weekend's storm ended up being less severe than first feared. Bloomington Normal received about 3 inches of snow. While winds weren't as strong, the roads were mostly cleared by that afternoon. I'm Eric Stock.
Some parts of western Illinois received close to 6 inches of snow last weekend. That pales in comparison to the foot or more some parts of the region received.